holy. So the practice we usually ask people to follow when they're on a retreat like this is we call it the burglar practice. Now a burglar can go into somebody's home. They can open the door. They can go through the drawers and no one hears them at all. And they leave without anybody hearing them. If someone of such low virtue as a burglar can come in and go out quietly, surely you can come in and go out quietly as well. So a burglar does that because they have to. It's important to them. Otherwise they get caught and put in jail. So if they can do it, everybody on retreat can also be very quiet. So, you know, when you come and sit in here during the retreat, as I will tell you later on, the schedule is, it is going to always be loose in the sense you can come and sit in meditation whenever you like, you can get up and leave whenever you like. And I say that because I often reflected, if the Buddha under the Bodhi tree had someone dinging the gong, and he was just about to get enlightened and they banged the gong, we wouldn't have a Buddha anymore. So instead of having gongs, we keep it quite natural. If your meditation is progressing well, just carry on. And if it gets too tired, then get up. So that way you can adjust your meditation to how you feel, rather than everybody having to fit into the same schedule. So that is quite loose. But the problem is that if people are getting up and sitting down while other people are already meditating, sometimes it can be distracting. But if you follow the burglar method, it means when you come in, you can come in and sit down very quietly. When you go out, you can go out quietly. So please don't bring the plastic bags in here, because sometimes they make a lot of noise. In fact, you don't really need anything, you know, when you're in here. You may have, for those of you who are really cold, you can take your little blankets which you have over there to keep warm. If you're meditating a long time, a bottle of water if you want the water, but you don't need too much stuff. So in this room, no cabin baggage is allowed. Just a bottle of water and something just to keep yourself warm. That should be enough. And so you can come in quietly. And when you leave quietly. And even just opening and closing the doors, you don't just open them and just let them slam back. Especially the one outside here, the main door which comes into this room here. When it closes, just hold it so it closes very softly. Don't just bang it. And that's even more important in your cottages. So you open the doors and close the doors quietly. And if you ask someone who needs to have some hot water at 1 o'clock in the morning, don't bang the cups. And don't get the spoon, ding, 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 as you're stirring in whatever you're stirring into your cup. Please do it quietly. And if you do it quietly, it's out of compassion for others, and it's also a great practice of mindfulness for you. In other words, you really have to be alert to what you're doing. Instead of just bang, 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 crack, 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 that shows a very mindless person. Who is not really thinking of other people, not really putting attention to what they're doing. So that is a practice of meditation, which not only helps what you do when you sit down on the cushion, it also means that it makes other people happy because they're not being disturbed. And if you are disturbed by any noise, it's your karma, because probably the last time you were here on retreat, you disturbed other people. Now it's come back. So try and be very calm, very quiet, very mindful with whatever you do. Yes, it takes more time to do things carefully, to shut the door more slowly. But even though it takes more time, it means you've got plenty of time here. So there's nothing you have to rush towards. There's no appointments you have to keep, no bus or aircraft you have to catch. So take your time and learn how to go slowly and carefully while you're on this retreat. And it's also the same when you are eating. Try and eat silently. So, it's not just no talking. You do that all the time when you're at home. You're eating and talking, and I don't know how you can do two things at the same time. Put something in your mouth and other stuff comes out. So when you're even eating, please eat silently and mindfully in this moment. Then you don't need to talk so much. In fact, no need to really talk at all. We're trying to keep noble silence on this retreat. And you find there's no real need to talk to one another. And you don't need to have conversations about the Dhamma. Because sometimes, we talk so much about the Dhamma, we practice so little. So no need to talk and discuss things. Try and be quiet and use this period just for practicing to see what it's like when you don't talk to one another. And you find it's, after a while, it's first day, it's a bit uncomfortable. You're not used to being silent. But after a couple of days, it becomes very peaceful and very beautiful. You find that you don't need to talk to one another. I'm saying that when you meet one another, you don't have to be miserable, you can smile. Smile is very lovely because it doesn't disturb people. But you don't need to sort of say, how are you and what are you doing? Because, wait till you go home. You can ask all those questions then. So instead, you can just smile at one another and that's all. If someone speaks to you, there is a problem. What should I say back? Should I tell them you're not allowed to speak? Because if you say that, you're as bad as they are. You've spoken as well. So, in Australia, I think also in Singapore now, we have the one finger sign. You know the one finger sign? That's the Buddhist one finger sign, not the Australian one finger sign. So you can always do that. That is allowed. Because that is international, whether it's in India, whether it's in Iraq, whether anywhere, everyone understands that. So just say, which means you don't need to talk. However, if there is an emergency, if there is a fire in the cottage, you don't need to go to a person and knock on their room and mime. For goodness sake, say, fire, get out. So sometimes noble silence can be noble stupidity. If there really is something important, but I mean like a fire or some great danger, then okay. But right now there's no real danger here. It's not the fire season, so it should be no problem at all. So you won't need to speak. And also we have something else. Mobile phones. Now I will guarantee you the world will not collapse if you don't answer your emails, if you don't contact your family, if you don't check the stock market or whatever else you're into, it won't end. And it's a wonderful thing if you can just turn off your cell phones and mobile phones for 9 days. If you want, you can leave a message. Like when I was on retreat recently for 15 days in my cave, just you put a message on emails. Retreating in the cave, we'll answer your emails in 15 days. It's much nicer to do that. So what you can do is just put that on your smartphones. I'm on retreat. You can call me later on. And you find that this nothing goes wrong. You are not President Obama. You are not Ban Ki-moon. You're not that important. So just turn off the phones. And you'll find at last, you have freedom. When one of our members was over in California, I think last February, they had this big IT conference, Wisdom, whatever it was. And they said the theme of the conference in Silicon Valley was disconnect to connect. It was a wonderful theme because it was noticing that even in the hearts of high tech, people were spending so much time, you know, on their electronic devices, they weren't connecting with each other, and certainly they weren't connecting with themselves. So here we're not connecting with each other, but we are going to connect with ourselves. So disconnect to connect with yourself. Turn off those phones and devices and just see what happens. And you'll find after 9 days, I will guarantee, oh, what a wonderful time that was. I did not need to check. You're fine. If there is any emergency at all, they know where you are. They'll call the monastery or they'll call the caretaker here, and then they'll let you know there's some sort of real emergency. But you don't need to keep checking your phone. So if you want, please turn them off. Put them on not airplane mode, Jhana Grove mode, which is totally off. And it's also, it means you don't have to walk around this place trying to find a place where you can get good connections. There are a few places where you can get good connections, and someone like Yu Tong probably knows those places because he's been here all 3 months. Don't let people know. Total secret. You're banned from telling where you can get a connection. Exactly. Because this place is it's a dark area as far as internet is concerned and phone access. It's very difficult to find access here, which is on purpose. So you can have a bit of, you're on retreat. It's a special time. The Buddha never had a mobile phone. Otherwise, imagine under the Bodhi tree, just about to get to jhanas, ding, ding, ding. That would be terrible. So you don't need it. So see if you can. And trust me, turn them off. Don't even answer them. Don't look at them. And you'll find you have so much more peace. And also you realize that, you know, you if you really want to connect with yourselves, connect with the Dhamma, disconnect. It's far more peaceful. And at last you really are having a holiday. They used to say, get away from it all. That's what you're getting away from. So have a much more peaceful time. And the rest of the time, I always like to tell people when they first come, for the first few days you will be tired. So you can sleep whenever you want, which means you can catch up. There's something which we call in medicine sleep deficit, because you run around, you've been traveling, working hard, trying to get everything done before you get here, and you will be a bit tired physically. So allow yourself to have a nice rest. Tomorrow morning, the main event in the morning, you must get up for breakfast. What time is the breakfast again? It is 7. Okay, 7 o'clock breakfast. So you can sleep in if you wish. But you don't need to set your alarms. I will guarantee that you will wake up for breakfast. Maybe not for morning chanting. Not for thought, but you will for the food. So you can have a bit of a rest. But if you are, got energy, especially those who come a bit earlier, then you can come and meditate in here. I'll be up here tomorrow morning. But tomorrow morning, I doubt there will be many people here. So we won't be doing any chanting tomorrow morning, just meditating. And then after the meditation in the mornings, or after the breakfast, then we'll come in here at 8 o'clock and I'll give a proper talk for you. And the other people, what time are the rest of the group coming?
It's good. The person will be here by 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. And what's the major, most people coming by 3 or?
By
11 o'clock in the morning. Okay, then maybe by 5 o'clock, because apparently you wanted to give a orientation for people at 6 o'clock or something, coming at 5. So a lot of people are coming at 11 o'clock. I'll come over maybe about, be over here about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, and I can give like a special also little talk for those people who are coming sort of 11 o'clock tomorrow. They can have a bit of a rest and and give them a talk about how to keep quiet.
Would you like to wait till the 5 o'clock group arrives?
Okay, yeah, do it at 5 o'clock, yeah. Okay, at 5 o'clock, yeah. So I'll come over for 5 o'clock. We'll give a little bit of a talk for them at that time. And in the meantime, this is a meditation retreat. So even though you may think the meditation is just what happens here, sitting on these cushions, we also have walking meditation in the rooms to the side over here. Those doors actually open in the back. These actually panels were put on there to get better sound in the place. So there are walking meditations rooms in there. And you will see these little red carpets. Because we like meditation, walking meditation so much, you have red carpet treatment to walk on those. And that means, again, I'll tell you more about how to do walking meditation later, but you're being quiet, being very mindful, very aware, as silent as you possibly can, which breaks up the having to sit down to meditate. So you sit down, you walk, back and sit down and walk. And if you need to rest, you can rest. You can always meditate in your room as well. It's very quiet in there. So you can take a couple of cushions if you wish, and just meditate in your room, in a nice little cave, at any time of day or night. And if you get tired again, you can take a rest. So first couple of days, please pamper yourself with rest. Because I've often found that people who try too hard, they get too tense, and they don't have the softness and the energy to really get into deep meditation. So if you need to sleep, please have a rest. Have a nap after lunch. It's something you just cannot do when you're in Singapore. But here you can. And it feels so good, and it means your body is relaxing. Once your body relaxes, then the mind is very easy to bring to relaxation. But if the body is tired, it's very hard. So take it easy. A bit of meditation, a bit of rest, and just relaxing into this place. There are lovely places you can go for walks, but if you go for a walk, just by yourself. Don't go with others, otherwise it's more talking. And if you do go for a walk, don't go over the fence. Because, well, one of those retreats, I think it was last year, somebody got lost. They weren't that far lost. They went to a neighbor's house and they drove them back here. But they got very, very, very worried. So keep within the boundaries. And then you don't have any problems at all. And it's a very nice track you can walk along. But just go by yourself, which means it's quiet. And you can also then appreciate the nature much more. When you're with other people, you just end up talking. And the last thing, that we do have a beautiful monastery. It's only 15 minutes walk. You go out the gate, turn right, or even beforehand, turn right along the fire track. And you can sort of cross over into the monastery. And we also have the hall there, which is a very beautiful place to meditate. So some of you before have preferred to spend the afternoons meditating at Bodhinyana Monastery instead of here, which is a wonderful thing to do. So that place is also available for you. And that way you can have a very, very peaceful time here. How you actually meditate, if you don't know already, I give up because I've been teaching many of you for so many years. Nevertheless, I will be giving lots of instructions as we go into this retreat, especially tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock when I give the first talk for you. So that's just welcoming you here and hoping you have a very peaceful, calm and happy time. You will find the more peaceful you are, the happier you are. And it's a wonderful experience to enjoy the meditation. And this is one of the reasons this place is very popular, because people do enjoy coming here. They do enjoy, they love the meditation. It gives them so much happiness. And that is my wish for you, that you go home with a smile. And that when we do the final photograph at the end of this retreat, that none of you are happy. That you're all crying, oh, the retreat is over, oh, I don't want to go. And that's the sign of a good retreat. On most retreats, they take the photograph at the end of the retreat, and everyone is smiling. They're smiling, hey, it's over, I can go home now. That's a bad sign. So hopefully, too, in the middle of this retreat, you're all smiling and happy, at peace, with no worries, no burdens, no future, no past, just being in this moment, as light as a bird flying through the sky. So remember, you don't have to try. If you come here with some goals you want to achieve, please throw them away this evening. Because it is the goals and all the things you want to achieve cause you the stress of life. In your world, ever since you were at school, you had goals, exams to pass, careers to pursue, always trying to achieve something in life, and you've been high achievers. In this retreat, I ask you not to be an achiever, to be a loser. This is a retreat for losers. In other words, see how much you can let go and just be a human being, as I said in A Good Bad Who Knows, not a human doing. Just be here and see what happens when you stop striving and you just be relaxed, peaceful and still. And that's what I hope will happen to you. Okay, so are there any questions or comments about anything you want to ask before I let you go to bed? Okay. Good night. Sweet dreams. Very good. Sorry? Why not? Okay, oh, you've got more work for them. Oh dear. I tried to get you an early night, now you're in big trouble. Okay.